Have the voters changed their minds already? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The latest opinion poll asked Wisconsin voters, if you could do last fall's election for governor over again, would you vote for Democrat Tom Barrett or Republican Scott Walker? And 52% said they would vote for Democrat Tom Barrett, a complete reversal of November. But this won't stop Governor Walker's campaign to undermine Wisconsin's public employee unions. And it shouldn't. There was a free election. Voters unseated four Democratic incumbents in the state Senate and elected a Republican governor, and they're entitled to see the consequences of their votes, to learn that the political parties are different. Democrats tend to be pro-union. Republicans tend to be not so pro-union. You don't get married hoping to change the guy later, right? This whole episode has been pretty painful, even dividing families in Wisconsin. But take heart, because the whole union issue may soon disappear all on its own. Tech columnist Tom Hayes writes in the Huffington Post that unions may go the way of record stores and be replaced by Facebook. People don't need a union when they can organize themselves, he writes. And just as they undermine the music industry, the friended masses can take on any institution or corporation that gets too powerful. The same technology that can create flash mobs can also create flash strikes. So unions may disappear regardless of what Scott Walker does. But woe to those who would use that opening to screw over the masses, because while unions might disappear, organized labor could soon be everywhere. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.